listening to the most original talk radio station anywhere. We are LA Talk Radio at latalkradio.com.
You're listening to LA Talk Radio Channel 1. To call in, dial 323-203-0815. That's 323-203-0815.
You're listening to Teen Trends with Dave and Friends, with your host, David Cohen, right here on LA Talk Radio.
With Dave and Friends once again. Here we are live in the studio every single Sunday from 1 to 2 on latalkradio.com, the best talk station in the world. How's it going, guys? It is an absolutely beautiful Sunday. Full of opportunity, full of infinite possibilities for what you want to achieve on this specific Sunday. Why? No specific reason. I'm your host, David Cohen. This is Teen Trends with Dave and Friends. And my in-studio guests today are Kevin.
Heyo!
Erica.
Hello again.
And Dr. Michelle.
Hello again.
How's it going?
Great.
I want to thank all you guys for coming in here.
You're welcome.
It's always a pleasure having you guys on Teen Trends with Dave and Friends. If you want to check us out on our Facebook, you can do so by typing in Teen Trends on the search engine of Facebook. Hit us up with messages. Tell us anything you want us to know. You can also email me at my email address, which is teentrendswithdave@gmail.com. Just teen, T-E-E-N, trends, T-R-E-N-D-S, with Dave at gmail.com. Or, if you're feeling lucky, special, you can call in live on the air, 323-203-0815. Once again, that number is 323-203-0815. So, on today's show, considering it's summertime and there's love in the air.
And the weather is fine.
And the weather is fine and the sun is shining.
In some places of the world.
At least where we are.
Yeah. Thank you, Dr. Michelle.
Thank you.
Indeed, in some places of the world, the sun is not shining.
Like Alaska.
Like Alaska.
Sucks for Alaska.
Sucks for Alaska.
Sorry, Alaska.
Poor Eskimos.
So, we are going to kick off today's show with the idea between love and lust. Something else I also want to throw in about today's show is today is the new beginning of a feature on Teen Trends with Dave and Friends. Each week I'll be playing new and upcoming artists, musical artists that is, who will sponsor each show. Today's feature artist is Real Boy, whose original electronic creations puts a new spin on the music world. You guys should really check him out. Really cool. You can check him out on Facebook. Just type in Real Boy in the search engine. I'm going to be playing you guys a song by Real Boy a little bit later in the show. If you specifically would like to showcase your music on Teen Trends and become a sponsor, you can contact me at teentrendswithdave@gmail.com. Let me know and we'll work something out.
Cool.
So, considering the difference, or considering it's summer, like I said, there's love and there's lust and there's thoughts of girly and boy,
gushy feelings,
right? It's like summertime. Like kids like totally feel that. Like, oh my god, summertime, I'm gonna like hook up. Like, you know?
I thought spring was the time for love.
Maybe.
No? You're working
into
it?
Maybe summer is the lusty.
Yeah, I would say summer's a little bit more lusty than spring. Just because it's like summertime, like you don't have school.
Right.
You know, you like go to parties, you go to the beach, you're like, ooh, she looks cute in that bikini. Or no, you're like, ooh, she looks cute in that bikini.
Thank you.
And then she's
questioning
like,
your voice.
Like, oh.
Wow.
She's like, oh my god, he's so hot with his tattoos. I don't know. Just like something really weird.
Swim trunks and tattoos.
Right. So the big question is, what's the difference between love and lust? What is the difference between love and lust? Well, Merriam-Webster's dictionary defines love as a strong affection for another arising out of kinship or personal ties. That is Webster's dictionary. And it also defines lust as, quote-unquote, an intense longing. These two conflicting definitions help to separate love from lust. By definition alone, the two differ in that love is based on an affinity, while lust is based on a desire. So that's understandable. Another reason why I wanted to, kick off the show with love and lust is because I've seen so many examples of my friends personally this summer, people I know, people who I'm close with.
Yourself?
Myself?
Are you talking about yourself?
No, Dr. Michelle.
And how does
how
that
do
make
feel
you
about
feel?
That?
Thank you, Kevin.
Shut up.
I've got your back.
Thank you.
It makes me feel silly. Just kidding. No.
What's going on with these friends?
Anyway? Okay. No, I will tell you what's going on. I mean, I've had experiences myself, but along with myself having experiences, a lot of my friends have had these experiences in the near past. So basically, girls and guys, they get so caught up in between the idea of the. Of love and lust. Like, they don't know how to define within themselves the difference between love and lust, right?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Think about it.
I think it comes with, like, hormones, though.
Yeah. Of course it comes with hormones. Yeah. You know, but along with hormones, you have your own conscious thoughts of, like, okay, I love him, or, okay, I had sex with him, and he's good in bed, but I don't know if I love him. Like, you know?
Yeah.
Like, you totally know what I'm saying, right?
So you think a lot of people your age are having a hard time distinguishing between the two?
Yes.
I think I've seen, like, for example, a lot of people these days are like, oh, she's really attractive, I like her. But like, they don't really know who it is or like that person. It's just kind of like they're going with what they see.
Exactly. A lot of times when clients come to me and say, you know, I think I might be in love with him or her or whoever.
Right.
And I say, oh, that's great. And they say, they're so hot, we have such great sex. And I say, well, good. But, do you think they have your back?
Yeah.
Do you respect this person?
Are they your friend?
Exactly. Yeah, totally. Right on, Erica.
Yeah. I want to touch on that. It says love has a positive effect on a relationship because when love exists in a relationship, both partners hold the happiness of the other in a high esteem and place the happiness of their partner ahead of their own desires.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
True.
So it's kind of like, yes, like, you do have my back, you know?
And that's
also
how it should be.
You know, no.
In love, yeah.
Ew.
Hey now. Whoa.
You're cute. love affects relationships in a myriad of ways, including
myriad. Thank you.
Gosh, you know that I once passed English class. That happened once in my life. No, I'm just kidding. I totally passed English class.
My mommy teached me how to spoke.
So, in a myriad of ways, what happens? We're moving on here.
We are indeed moving on. In a myriad of ways, including how the couple interacts, their leisure activities, they participate in the longevity of the relationship. Basically,
right.
In a loving relationship,
you gotta agree.
Yeah. The couple behaves thoughtfully toward each other and is mindful of their partner's feelings.
Aww. That's right. Exactly.
Feeling.
Okay. So go ahead. I want to hear this.
Now,
this is the Merriam-Webster dictionary definition continuing on.
Check this out. In a lustful relationship, it may not be necessary to have a negative effect on a relationship, but it also may not be as positive as a loving relationship.
I will agree.
But I think that something in between the idea of love and lust is, okay, so it says lustful relationships may not necessarily have a negative effect, but they also might not be as positive as a loving relationship.
Right.
Well, lust indeed is not a bad thing. Okay, yes, it's one of the seven sins. We all understand this. But, you know, along with the seven sins, we also, as human beings, have certain desires, have certain emotions, you know?
Right.
I mean, think about it like this. Like, if there wasn't lust, then, like, we wouldn't have a society. Like,
right,
we wouldn't
it's
have
called
people.
Normal human reaction.
But you can
human
have
reaction.
Lust in love, and that's better than
that's
just
right.
lust.
Yeah.
That is
exactly,
what the next
Erica.
Thing says. It says, it is often possible for lust to exist within a loving relationship.
Hopefully.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That'd
so.
Be nice.
Yeah.
You think that when you love someone, you can be attracted to them too.
I love you, but I don't want to touch you.
No, you guys are laughing, yeah. but I have a lot of couples who come in and they'll go, I really love this person. I'd do anything for them. I'd lay down my life for them, and I always have their back and all that. But
right.
I'm like bored
but
with having sex with them.
Uh-oh.
You know? No, really. I mean, it's like, how do I spice up my sex life?
Right.
And I'm like, costumes. Thank you.
Yes.
Whatever works,
mascot
you know.
Costume.
Twisted pleasure.
But I mean, you know, I think you're right, Erica, in that both of
costumes.
About I like costumes. I know. She's probably thinking, and you guys are thinking of something different than I'm thinking of.
Probably.
We're anyway. Thinking of role play, Mom.
Okay, good.
That was Freudian.
There's nothing wrong with that. Okay, whatever works is what I say. But like Erica said, it just really, it has to, really for it to be the best relationship you can have, both need to exist in a relationship. And lust, there's nothing wrong with it. Mm. Look, you guys are young. You got to experiment. You got to go out there and see what feels right, no pun intended, and who works for you. But, I mean, you know, after a while, when you mature, then
right,
you start
right.
getting a little more serious and settling down and all that. So, Dave, have you ever been in love? Don't mean to put you on the spot.
Have I
and
ever...
how did that differ from lust?
Have I ever been in love, and how does this differ from lust? I have indeed been in love. I consider it love. It was first love, you know.
Okay, good.
And she is still a very big part of my life, and I will always love her. Not in a lustful way, but she's a wonderful, wonderful human being, and I'm very glad that we still maintain that relationship.
Okay.
You know?
It's always
good. You know, it totally is. What's the difference between that and lust? I would say, with my experience, lust is more like, I don't know, you just
urge.
Like...
Just
yeah.
to get out there.
Yeah, you're kind of just like, ooh, she's attractive. Like, hello, I'm David. Like,
you know, teenage testosterone.
Totally, yeah, completely. Right. And love is more of just like can I like get you something? Can I like do something for you? Like
make
put
you
a
smile,
smile
yeah.
on your face,
exactly.
right?
Can I make you happy?
Right? Like that's totally what it's about.
But Erica too, I mean, you know, I know you've been in love, you're in love and stuff like that. So I want to hear from a woman's point of view. How about your love experiences?
Well, my love still, like, holds my hand, and
aww.
We're still, like, best friends, and we'll hang out with, like, all our friends and still be extremely happy, but then, like, you know, we can get, like, really personal.
Yeah.
And that's good, and I'm definitely, I have lust for him as well.
That's good.
That's I'll great. Be honest.
Yeah.
totally.
No, it's really awesome, yeah.
I actually wanted to answer a listener's question that pertains to this. Dave, how can I tell if a guy's in love with me? Do you have some suggestions? Well, ooh. I found 18 questions that answer if a guy's in love with you.
Ooh,
18 things that a guy will do to prove his love to you. And Erica, you tell me if you're boy of choice.
Oh, we're doing a checklist right now?
We're doing a checklist. That's exactly right. What we're
going
doing.
Down.
All right.
And for anybody that wants to call in and participate in this checklist, you may do so 323-203-0815. Once again, that number is 323-203-0815. Here we go. One, does he get a natural smile when he sees you?
Yes. Very particular.
As opposed to a phony smile?
As opposed to like, here you go.
Oh, here she comes. I have to look like I'm happy.
No, definitely
okay.
not
I
like
have to wipe
that.
The smile off my face. does he pay attention to you when you're talking?
What? I'm sorry.
Most of the time.
Yeah.
Most of the time.
Does he call you?
I can't expect it.
Does he call you any time in a day to talk in general?
Yeah. I mean, sometimes.
Just like, yo, I want to talk. What up?
That's really
texting.
Important.
Texting. texting.
Yeah.
There's a lot more of that than phone calls these days
exactly.
with the technology advance.
Just checking in is really awesome.
Yeah, yeah. Text like contact, all the time.
Yeah. Totally. That's nice.
Number four, does he pay attention to your daily routine and is he interested in it?
Yes, he pays attention to it and would rather be hanging out with me than when I'm off doing the things that I need to do. So that's great.
Aww,
definitely.
That's cute. Does he remember your likes and dislikes?
Yes.
Does he know your favorite color and your favorite food?
Yeah.
Awesome.
I don't know about favorite food because I don't even know if I have a favorite. Oh, no, yeah, sushi. Yeah, okay. Yeah,
I definitely Dude, my that. Favorite food is sushi.
Yeah. Dude, I don't really like sushi that much.
Okay. We're moving on. Thank
Nobody
you for
asked
that
you, Kevin.
I don't like sashimi. Ew. Yeah.
Dude, no, sashimi is the way to go, man. A little wasabi.
Actually, got real sick on some of that, but like that's another show.
Okay. Don't want to hear about that, Dr. Michelle. Does he try to see you often, even if it means just for a few minutes?
Yes.
Does he sometimes cancel his quote-unquote boys outing just to be with you?
I haven't really asked for that, so
hasn't
really been.
Well, you're
Kudos
good.
Kudos to her.
Good for you. No,
Like sometimes I've been like, oh, like, don't you want to hang out with me? But then in the end, I'm always like, oh, I understand. Like, whatever.
And it's important because if you let your guy, you know, hang with friends or whatever, you know, with his friends, it shows trust.
Yeah.
And it shows that you respect that he has other things in his life as well. And I think he'll love you even more for that.
Yeah. I totally agree. Number eight, does he try to sit or stand near you and touch you whenever possible? Not in a
sensual
way.
Not in a lustful way.
Just like pat you on the arm or, you know, like stroke your hair.
He constantly tries to hold my hand and pick my nose. Yeah. Yeah, no, so I try to pick his nose. No. He'll like try to wrap his arm around me all the time. And sometimes I'm like, Anthony, you kind of like lean on me too much when you like wrap your arm around me. So can you
I love that.
My hand?
That's neat. Cute. Let's see. Number nine. Does he happily introduce you to his family and friends?
Yes. I am like, I don't know. I'm pretty much pretty good friends with all his friends, and his family like absolutely adores me.
That's great. Dope.
I hope so.
Isn't that
dope.
Great?
I think some of his friends don't like me, but I'm fine with that. That's okay.
That always happens.
You won't get
That's
them all.
All right.
No.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it's so true. You won't get them all. It really is.
It's the majority that matters.
No, because like it's funny because I'll, you know, we'll have like our little group of friends, and then like, you know, on occasion sometimes if like one of our friends will like bring the girlfriend or whatever, we'll just be like, dude, like, why'd you bring your girl?
She's
like,
so weird.
Like, No. I mean, like, we have no problem chilling with him. You know, like
we
love girls. You know, no, we just, like, tease him for it. And then, you know, unless it's just, like, a new girl and, like, we don't know her and she, like, I don't know, came on, like,
it's
one
weird.
Of, like, our Kick It sessions. Like,
even still, we welcome with open
Yeah,
arms.
No,
we
do.
Come hang out.
No, we totally do.
Welcome.
But we're just like, dog,
it just
depends.
Like, yeah.
No, totally. Yeah.
You can tell if she feels awkward, right? If she's
usually, completely
like silent and very to herself.
Yeah.
Right.
Or
yeah.
himself, whoever.
Indeed, entity. Number 10, does he care about your friends and relatives?
I don't really think so.
In other words, she means does he mind or have a problem? Not does he, you know, appreciate them.
No, does he appreciate?
Yeah.
Does he care? No, does he appreciate your friends and relatives? Like I appreciate you, Erica, father, mom.
Father, Erica's father and mother. It varies. It varies.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's cool.
One out of nine ain't bad.
Go ahead.
Does he happily spend money on things which you like?
Definitely. He's always like, Erica, if I'm like gonna have money, then like we might as well just have fun with the money and just like not worry about money while we have it. He's
That was a wonderful.
He's very giving.
Yeah,
yeah,
it's a wonderful
good.
Idea.
Yeah,
I like that.
When you just have, like, why not give?
Yeah, like for prom, he was like, I am going with this girl and I'm gonna spend like $600 on a suit for prom because this is going to be once in a lifetime. And I was like, why did you do that? I was like, why did you spend $600 on a suit for prom? He's like, because I got to go with you.
Oh, wow. I like this guy.
Oh, that's so cute. Number 12, does he plan future dates with you? For example, buying tickets for the concert, which is After 2 months, you're scheduling an outing with you for the next vacation.
We are trying. That's the perfect question for right now, because we've had a little trouble with it right now. But, yeah, we're going to actually a Slayer show at the end of August.
Slayer! Yeah, bro!
So you got the tickets and everything?
Yeah,
wow, that's
that,
great.
But I am more on, I really want to go to Europe right now, and we're kind of going through a little bit of trouble with planning that, but that has a lot of other things around it.
So. Dude, cool. Just walk there. It's cool.
We're just, yeah.
Yeah, just
walk. Drive.
Just take a little jog.
Yeah, man, and get some zero gravity boots.
Yeah.
Those are cool. Number 13. Does he like to talk to you after coming home from work or simply taking a magazine or a Well, okay. You guys don't, like, live together, so that question doesn't, like, super
yeah,
apply.
Yeah, irrelevant.
Yeah. Number 14. Does he share his passions/interests with you? Like, discussing about the latest car in the market or news, football...
Well, he is a musician, and I'm a musician, and he is definitely most passionate about his band and what goes on with that. And honestly, like, whenever he has a jam session or a practice, you know, 9 times out of 10, he'll invite me over and really, really want my perspective on, like, the sound. And
that's
wow.
Sick.
That's dope.
Yeah,
that's
really
cool.
Sick. Yeah.
I really love that, by the way, Anthony, if you're
wow.
listening.
Anthony, if you call it, if
that's
you're
my favorite.
If you want to call in live on the air, talk to your girl, 323-203-0815. That's only for Anthony. Nobody else can call.
Not true.
Nobody. I'm just playing with you. If you want to call in, you can do so. 323-203-0815. Here we go. Does he talk about the future of your relationship?
Yes.
Really?
A lot.
Wonderful. Well, go on. Does he genuinely show respect for you and praise you in front of other people?
I think this guy kind of loves me. That's what it sounds like.
Yeah.
What's going on?
Well, two more questions. Does he pamper you, compliment you, like he's spoiling you with romantic things?
I mean, as much as a 20-year-old would.
Woo! Does he take responsibilities to help you or to make you comfortable?
Yeah, probably like 75% of the time.
That's, you know what, that's good.
That's more a C plus.
Pretty sick, bro. Pretty awesome.
Yeah, I think he loves me.
So as I said at the beginning of the show, we have musical sponsors on Teen Trends, where it is a new feature that we are starting today, where we are going to play our sponsor for today, Real Boy. This is the song, their original song, The Ritz. It's a mix, it's electronic music. Today's featured artist is Real Boy, whose original electronic creations puts a new spin on the music world. Check this out.
Tell them how they
out.
Can get in touch with you.
Oh, I will tell them. Of course. So you can actually get in touch with Real Boy if you want to do so on the Facebook. Hit the Facebook, just type in Real Boy on the search engine. You can do that. And check out their music. You can get in contact with them on their Facebook if you like their music. I think they're also playing a show pretty soon.
Whoa.
Yeah. Also, yeah, no, of course. If other people, other musicians, want to get in touch with me, you can do so. You can sponsor our show for the day by emailing me at teentrendswithdave@gmail.com. Once again, that's teentrendswithdave@gmail.com.
Let's rock it.
Check this out. This is Real Boy with his version of The Ritz. Check it out. real boy. That was a wonderful song. Wow, that was really cool. I really enjoyed that a lot. That was actually super.
That was cool.
You should have seen us in the studio. We're like, yeah,
rocking out.
That was Real Boy with his original version of the Ritz. To find out more about his music, you can type in Real Boy on the Facebook search engine. Thank you for sponsoring our show today. Again, if you would like to contact me about being a sponsor on my show and getting your music heard, contact me at teentrendswithdave@gmail.com. Once again, that's teentrends, TEENTRENDS, with Dave at gmail.com. That was our little sponsorship break of the day.
That nice. Was quite real, nice. Real boy.
That was real, real
He's
boy.
He's really good.
That, right?
That was enjoyable.
How cool was that?
Quite artsy.
I want to listen to it again.
Mm-hmm.
That was good. I'm going to download it.
Me too.
Legally.
Legally. Right?
Actually support the artist.
Yes. Right?
Totally. I want to get back to some questions because some listeners, you know, along with... Oh, well, let's see. We got a call right quick.
Ring,
give me...
Ring-a-ring-a-ring.
Let's see. You're on the air live with Teen Trends with Dave and Friends. What's going on?
Hey, Dave, it's Austin from Real Boy.
Oh, what's up, man?
Hey, nice music, Austin.
Yeah, dude, that was great. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Real Boy in the Flesh on the air with us, Teen Trends.
In the Flesh.
Real Boy in the Flesh.
On the phone.
In the Flesh on the phone. Teen Trends with Dave and Friends.
Me, Austin Jacobson, and Daniel Gomez. There are two guys in Real Boy, and I just want to say thank you for putting us on your show. It really means a lot to us.
Yeah, man, of course. You guys got some really wonderful music. You're very, very talented. Group of kids, you and Daniel, or who's ever, I don't know if it's Austin or Daniel speaking, but both of you are talented. And why don't you tell us a little bit about, like, how to contact you guys, how you guys started, stuff like that.
Well, so we started maybe two and a half years ago. Daniel thought it was a great idea to start DJing, and he really got me into it, but I kind of took a different route and started producing. So then he started to teach me how to DJ. I started to teach him how to produce. And recently it's just all coming together really nicely. And we're just producing tracks together, you know, playing live shows together. And I'm just kind of doing our thing. And it's a lot of fun. It's really cool.
That's really awesome. I actually saw on Facebook that you guys are playing a show kind of soon.
Yeah. We actually just found out today that we play a show this upcoming Saturday. Sadly, Daniel can't make it. It'll just be me, Austin.
Very cool. Where is that show?
It's going to be at Kelly's Mission Rock in San Francisco.
Oh, very cool.
All right. That sounds like fun.
Yeah. Dr. Michelle, actually, she has some history with San Francisco.
Yeah, they have some great clubs up there, so you made a good choice for a city, man. You got great audience that loves that kind of music as well.
Just don't leave your heart there.
Oh, I get it. Left my heart in San Francisco. Austin, what is your Facebook page again? Where can I find you?
It's facebook.com/realboymusic.
Real Boy. Okay. Great.
Very cool. I also believe that there are more songs from Real Boy on the Facebook page that you guys can listen to and I believe download. Is that correct?
You can download from the Facebook page, but there's a link on the page where you can download everything.
Right.
You can see right now we've got like, I think 10, maybe a little bit more, maybe 12 tracks on the Facebook page that you can listen to, and they're all available for downloading, and we have much more yet to be released, so more to come.
Very cool. Thank you very much, Austin and Daniel. It has been a pleasure hearing your music on the air, and you guys are creating something great. You're gonna hear the name Real Boy. It'll be up in lights. All right. Thank you guys very much for calling in. You have a wonderful day.
Hey, you too. Have a good one.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
That was really cool that he called in. Yeah, guys, check him out. Real Boy. Dope. Let's answer some listeners' questions because along with having fun and listening to music and getting
dancing.
All dancing in the studio, we do have to pertain to what the show revolves around, which is helping other people. And when we get emails, we must follow them.
Email and they shall
email.
Answer.
Email. They shall answer.
All right. Let's see. I don't know what to do about my boyfriend of 14 months. Hmm. When I first met him, he was so loving and kind, and we never argued. But in the last 8 months, we've been arguing a lot. This is due to him having personal problems leading way back to his childhood to do with his father. Every time he gets in his moods, he turns nasty and abuses everyone. Mm.
That's not good.
Including me, for no reason. Then we start arguing and he calls me names, etc. Then he calls me and apologizes, saying he didn't mean to say those nasty things to me and that he loves me a lot and is scared he's going to lose me. At the moment, we're spending time apart. We haven't spoken for 10 days, as everyone says he needs space and to think about what he's done to me. His mom says he's still very confused and unsure about himself, but he still cares about me a lot and is missing me. He's told his mom that he's scared if he contacts me, I will hang up or not answer the phone. But when I call him to talk things over, he either hangs up in my ear or doesn't answer the phone. It's very frustrating and hurting me inside. His mom says to me, just let him be and give him space to sort himself out. When he's ready to talk, he'll ring me. She doesn't want us to break up either. She reckons not to ring him and let him come after me, as I've done everything I can do. He came by my house last Friday to talk to me, but I was still asleep, so I didn't end up speaking to him, and now he says he's confused again and doesn't know what to do still. Can you please give me some advice, as I want our relationship to work out, Cindy?
Mm. That just sounds like a series of unfortunate events.
Yeah. That's really complicated.
Totally.
So the guy is verbally abusing her?
Right.
Okay.
Not verbally only. Physically.
Ooh.
Really? Oh.
Yeah,
Look. Get rid of him.
No, completely.
Totally get rid of him.
He should be worried about losing her, because that's definitely a good way to do it.
Yeah, totally. I mean, it's not even like a question. You know, like, when there's, you know, physical abuse on the line, one, it's very illegal. two, it's messed up. And three,
you're abusing somebody.
Three, you're abusing somebody.
Right. Physical and verbal abuse.
Yeah.
You know, verbal abuse is considered abuse as well. But, wow, I forgot she's really a victim of the physical thing, too. I want to know is why she, you know, is so concerned about him.
Right.
You know, he has these outbursts and whatever he does physically to her, verbally to her.
Yeah.
I want to know what she's so worried about losing him. What's in it with, you know, for her to keep hanging with some guy who's going to keep abusing her.
Yeah, is it really worth it to be abused?
Yeah, I think, like, 14 months is a long time for a girl, though. You get, like, really attached. It just really, I don't know, I guess it just depends on what they've been through together previous to this terrible series of events, or,
Yeah, sometimes when you get into a relationship that's, you know, like, a lot of women, too, especially, like, that's abusive, it's really hard to clear the fog because you have a belongingness to this person, and you feel committed to them, and it's really hard to break that cycle sometimes, I think.
Yeah.
But, you know, guys are abused, too. You know, of course they are. But I think, you know, physically, I think women are abused more. But I think it's really tough, and my advice would be to get out and just completely get out of that relationship.
Yeah,
have him get
agree.
Some anger management therapy and find out what he's so angry about. And sounds like he had a rough upbringing, but he just needs to get through it and work through it so he can, you know, have normal relationships.
And not only like what he's been through and what is wrong with him, but different ways to cope with it instead of physically abusing people to take out his anger or
especially
verbally.
Especially people that love you.
Yeah.
Yeah,
exactly. Or that you love. I mean, it's obviously a two-way relationship for 14 months. And,
well,
do you really want to do that to someone?
No, I would agree that he loves her. But his probably his perception of love is a bit skewed because of his
warped.
Father.
Yeah,
exactly.
As he was talking about.
So get rid of the relationship and tell him to get therapy. Thank you.
Yeah. End of story. Busted.
No, I feel bad for her because she sounds like she's really hurting and she's really sad and she really reached out to you to.
No, totally.
You know, we're not making fun or anything.
No, we don't make fun here, dude.
No, we say protect yourself.
We have fun, but we don't make.
That's right. Protect yourself. Take care of you.
We produce fun. We play tic tac toe.
And figure out why you have a need to keep hanging in with an abusive person.
You know, that's a big thing within abusive relationships, that it's actually like studies show that something, if a woman stays with a man in an abusive relationship, there's something within her that she kind of feeds off the abuse. Like, she wants it in some odd subconscious way.
Yeah, like, she might have seen it with her parents. Like, her dad might have been exactly. not so cool to her mom. So she sees that, you know, maybe that's how a married relationship or, like, a couple is supposed to act. But
it also ties exactly. with, like, her relationship with her parents. Like, if her dad, like, maybe not physically abuse her, but verbally yeah. put her down in any way, exactly. they tend to follow guys they get drawn to guys who
verbally
do that. Wow, that was really
down.
Hard to say.
Right.
And it also, no, it's true though. It's really true.
To also, like, you know, if the girl had, like, an abusive father, it seems right. It, like, fits in her mind.
For some reason.
Well, that's a pattern which happens a lot of times. Yeah, it's just, like, what's normal, you know, growing up in your life? What are you used to? What's normal? It's not normal, but it's normal for her, and it's comfortable, and that's all she knows. So, exactly. So,
Just let everybody know, you're listening to Teen Trends with Dave and Friends. I'm your host, David Cohen. This is In the Studio today. We got Kevin.
Hey.
We got Erica.
Hi.
And Dr. Michelle.
Hello.
Michelle.
She's a cool one. If you guys want to call in live on there, you may do so. 323-203-0815. Let me say that slower so you can understand it. 323-203-0815.
Is that a Los Angeles area code?
Yes it is. So. I'm going to move on to the next email. Dave, I just want to say I love how people, like, email me and they start out like, "Hey Dave." Like,
well, that's who
Dave.
You are, right?
Dear
no,
Dave.
No, totally. It's just
they
like
have to.
It's just like cool, you
what
know?
Do you want them to say, "Yo,
it's
you."
It's official.
I don't
know. Hey you with hey the you. Hair. Help me.
They don't know if he has hair. Do you
right?
have hair?
True. Do I have
There's
hair?
There's a picture on the website.
Today I have hair.
On the website, yeah.
Oh, touche.
Touche.
What's your website again?
Well, my website is I have a Facebook.
Yeah,
I do have a Facebook. You can type in Teen Trends in the search engine. Don't type in Teen Trends with Dave and Friends because for some odd reason it doesn't come up. If you just type in Teen Trends, you'll see my little picture with my co-host Kevy and actually Erica and Ariana.
Very
that's
nice.
Cool.
And the picture as well.
Just because we make it prettier.
That's
it's
right.
It's true.
You got that right.
So beautiful. Okay. Dear Dave, I'm now 19 and a sophomore in college. I was in a relationship all throughout high school and ended my quote-unquote most serious one in the summer before going away to college. He had wanted to follow me and didn't take the breakup too well at all, and I somehow influenced him to go to school in Idaho to play football while I would be in Los Angeles because it was best for him. Who knows? It may have been, but I really just want this space. So anyway, since I've been in and out of flings the last few months or less maybe, it was really hurt by one guy who really did like me, but was still in love with his ex-girlfriend. Ooh, that's a bad one. Who happened to be one of my friends.
Huh.
Okay.
Unfortunately,
drop the bombshell.
Unfortunately, that's how I found out. He didn't know I knew he was still texting her, saying he liked me, but if he could be with her, he would.
Oh,
you know, like that whole thing.
One of those guys.
One
yeah.
of those guys. All right. They had been over for about 2 years, and she had definitely moved on, but I think she liked him.
That's alrighty. Not good.
She liked him, and she became obsessed. And then he became obsessed with her, so she never really helped the situation much. Wow.
Recipe for
get
disaster.
New friends.
Right? I ignored it at first, but then I decided I couldn't take it and just completely blew up at him. I told him off.
Good.
I wasn't into him at all, but at least we had fun. He asked me if I was a lesbian after that.
Sounds
ha-ha.
Like a great guy, huh?
In the email it says ha-ha. So anyway, I haven't talked to him since, but right now I feel really confused. I've been hanging out with this other guy a lot since I've been home for the summer. We connect really well and I can talk about anything because we're both kind of ridiculous. I think I've made him mad lately because I won't show affection in public. But... yeah, this is
okay, wait. Okay, go ahead. A lot of different situations.
Yeah.
I think I've made him mad lately because I won't show affection in public, but I don't want to because he's not my boyfriend. I do like him, but I don't want other people to know that. He's a 26-year-old college dropout living at home with no driver's license due to a DUI. And he's pretty sure there's a warrant out for his arrest since he never served his time. He does at least have a job with the family business, but he's not a very good influence on me because I'm pretty sure he's an alcoholic and I've been trying hard to be healthy because I've been having a lot of health problems in the last year.
Oh, God.
We've had sex, but we haven't for a while because I'm afraid. You see, I have an ultrasound coming up the next few weeks because doctors suspect I might have an ovarian tumor of some sort or possibly ovarian cancer.
Well, you know, wait a minute. Hold on. Hold on. Hold the phone. Number one, she was with this guy for a long time, and then she said, go off to college. It'll be better for you. Cool. Right. Smart. Great. Number two, then she got with this guy who was a cheater and a liar and kind of using her as a pawn with this other girl.
Right, but no. But it's the same guys. It's the same guy.
Oh.
It's the guy who went to college.
It's the guy who went to college who got with her friend. But here's the thing. She told him to go away to college.
Okay, now... Mm-hmm. Okay, she told him to go away to college. Now, she's got a new guy.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Who's an alcoholic.
Great.
26.
Got a DUI.
Okay.
26.
Job with a family
Drop
business.
Out.
Dropped out of college.
Okay. Might have
good
gotten
guy.
Her...
Sounds
oh,
good.
Oh, cancer.
Yeah, that too.
Maybe.
Okay, this
Possibly.
Is sad. This is really scary. I think she needs to really clean up her relationship life and find some healthy guys for her and focus on her physical health right now.
I think she might want to make friends right now rather than boyfriends.
Yeah, totally.
Sounds like she's really confused. She's just going on and on and on.
No,
it just keeps snowballing.
You need a friend to like talk to like help you through all these things, not so much a boyfriend.
Yeah, get somebody if you can't like afford a therapist or something. Get a counselor who's a friend of the family or an uncle or an aunt. I would say an aunt maybe who if you feel comfortable. Or if you go to a church or a community group or if you have a rabbi or somebody you can talk to. Just you've got to share this stuff with people because you know it sounds to me like she's
going through a lot.
Really.
Email.
I mean, you know. You can, we get a lot of emails here at Teen Trends, and, like, we go through them, and the long ones that, like, snowball, that just, like, ba-ba, 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 that says a lot about a person, that they're reaching out
to
us at Teen Trends to help her, with all of these things. And, we're here for you, but... I would much suggest
someone closer.
Dude,
as a personal like sit down with someone and talk it out and like they'll be there with you in person, not just someone over the internet radio or computer.
Right. Totally.
Exactly. I think, she really sounds like a sweet person. I feel horrible for her.
Yeah.
It sounds like she's really having some stuff.
Right.
So I don't know. I'm really concerned about her and I really think that if she wants to email me, by the way, because it sounds like a serious problem, she can find me at docmichelle@aol.com and maybe I can refer her to some, people. I don't know where she's from or any area like that.
Totally.
But I think she really needs to get, I would not be, giving her therapeutic advice or anything, but I can maybe look in her area and see if there's like, counseling that might be free or something if she's too afraid.
And it really helps. I know a lot of teenagers are like, oh, but I don't want to go to a therapist. I don't want to go to a counselor because then I'm weird. You're definitely not.
Right,
there's
exactly.
a lot of teenagers now that do it. And
so many. And it helps so much.
Just to talk. Just to get it out. Just to have somebody that doesn't judge you. Because, as parents, sometimes we just go off and we judge because we have personal fears. But somebody who's totally objective and can listen to all your stuff you've been through and your hurts and your... And now... so she sounds like a really sweet person, so.
Yeah.
Thank you.
No, and, I second that motion with talking to someone. I've talked to Dr. Michelle about, a lot of my stuff, and she helps me.
Thank you.
She helps me all the time.
She's
the greatest.
I try. I'm not your therapist.
You are not my therapist, but you are my friend.
Thank you.
Right. We're on similar vibrational frequencies within the universe. We relate.
We do. We relate.
What?
You're a little too spiritual for me sometimes, but that's okay. We'll go. Not religious. Just, you and I go ahead.
Okay. Thanks, Doc. ooh, this one says, Dear Teen Trends. That's cool. Dear Teen Trends, I'm having a self-esteem confidence crisis. Recently, I have a friend of 2 years who I was getting closer with, and they just dropped me like a rock through a text message.
Like a friend?
Yeah.
Stupid.
I'm single again. But it's more than
Okay, so it was like a boyfriend.
Right.
A
well,
friend?
It said recently a friend of 2 years.
Hmm.
So I'm single again, but it's more than that. I'm 25 and I've yet to be in a relationship. I'm very uncomfortable talking to strange women, and it's obvious to everyone. I have like this aura around me that tells people I'm single and seems to tell girls that my confidence isn't good and I'm uninteresting. The other thing that scares me. Is to realize that women's interest level can work like a switch and go from on to off if they think someone better comes around. It doesn't give me much confidence that if another girl falls into the picture, the same thing won't happen. So my question for you is, how can I really improve my self-esteem and give confidence and be given confidence in these things? I know it's something you can Google or read in a book, but I feel I need professional help. I desperately want to be able to date like a normal person, but I'm scared I'm heading down the road. The 40-year-old virgin.
Oh, no. That won't happen. No.
Any help is appreciated. Not. Sincerely, Mr. X.
Okay, Mr. X. You know what? I think Googling all those, you know, things online, too, about self-confidence, they are valuable. But I really do think that you may need to get... you know, a professional to help you out with your self-confidence, because only you can find it within yourself, and you can't rely on other people. And it sounds to me like he has a really negative, all of a sudden, you know, he always assumes that he's going to get dumped.
Right.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, okay.
So he does put out that R.
Check this out.
It's the mindset. You got to go into it thinking like, hey, I'm a good-looking guy. I can get out there and play my best game, and maybe I won't come back with a win, but... maybe a tie or a phone number.
Yeah. No, totally. I mean, I would say that the biggest thing is, you know, how you perceive yourself. If you think you're unattractive, if you don't have that confidence,
it will manifest.
It will completely manifest.
And you'll put that out there. It's that energy.
Totally.
It's also, being confident in your own situation first, you know, like where you are, where you live, your job, your friends. Yeah. It's being comfortable with that first before you can go out and try to commit to something else.
Try to find things that make you happy first within yourself.
Yeah.
So.
And if it's more of like a clothing thing or like, oh, I have glasses and braces and stuff, well, then just like change your clothing to a style that's more
you. Changing your clothing is a big thing.
Yeah.
It really is.
And personalize it.
Mr. X, I hope we help you. Guys, this has been Teen Trends with Dave and Friends. I want to thank Real Boy for sponsoring the show today. That was an absolutely wonderful musical extravaganza.
How can people get in touch with you if they want to sponsor your show and your music?
Well, guess what, Dr. Michelle? I'll tell you how people can get in touch with me. They can email me at teentrendswithdave@gmail.com, teentrendswithdave@gmail.com, or you can hit me up on my Facebook. Just go Teen Trends in the Facebook search engine, and you can add me, add the group, and then email me, and we'll get in contact. Thank you guys so much for everything. You have a wonderful, beautiful Sunday filled with love and life.
You can't see this, but I'm holding up a peace sign.
Bye-bye.
Got you on my mind again tonight. Seeing flashing rays of colored light. Come back here so I can get your name. Oh, I wouldn't know what to say to you just the same. Oh, I'll take my time. I'll hold you. Of sound.